Welcome to Renegade Thinkers Unite, a show that will help you transform your marketing from mere messaging to programs that break the rules and make a difference. Join the movement today and learn non-traditional techniques that give you an edge. Now, here's your chief marketing renegade, Drew Neiser.
My guest today is Ara Yerganian, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer at Sutter Health, an enormous healthcare provider in Northern California. And among his many accomplishments, Ara has been volunteering for the Red Cross for 12 years and served as vice chair of its board of directors in Silicon Valley. He's the winner of the CMO's Club Officer Award and has recently gone through a major rebranding, a really interesting rebranding for Sutter Health. So welcome, Ara.
Thanks, Drew. Nice to be on your program.
You know, marketers need to have a little renegadeness, and I know you have some in you just based on how you approach things at Sutter Health. But let's talk a little bit about a way that you are a renegade.
Sure, happy to do so. I thought I'd first introduce Sutter Health again to our friends. Sutter is really, as you said, a remarkable organization. We're an integrated network of clinical and non-clinical pioneers who really believe deeply in our not-for-profit mission. Our roots go way back to the gold rush, but our frontiers are medicine, health technology, and quality. And today, we really remain at the forefront, always planning ahead, improving, and innovating, channeling this, what I describe as pioneering spirit, to care for the more than 3 million people in Northern California who use Sutter Health every day. To your question, yes, I think we all do have a bit of renegade. I think to be successful, you have to think certainly way outside the box. I think one of the boldest moves I made when I came to Sutter Health was to really understand and articulate that the healthcare industry speaks about itself in a way that is undifferentiated. In fact, the message around quality and expertise is sort of what everybody's talking about. But I believe quality and expertise is a given. When do you go to a doctor and expect them not to be an expert in their field or provide quality care? And when you examine healthcare advertising, you'll find what I describe as the sea of sameness. And candidly, it's not working. Everybody's saying the same thing, and it just blends into this mush. So as a renegade, I'm working to change the conversation about healthcare. Yes, we're a high-quality, service-oriented organization, but what really makes us special and different is how we care for the people we serve on both an intellectual and emotional level. We care for them and about them, so we're providing clarity when we speak in an intellectual way so people understand the essence of what we're trying to communicate, and then we lean in when others lean away. We really provide that emotional support that's so important to the consumer.
We all expect our doctors to be good, and everybody knows the best doctor, oh, he's the best orthopedist, and so forth. So how do you communicate this? And given all the channels and choices, how do you get this word spread out there?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think that there are many challenges ahead for marketers in 2017 and beyond, and clearly navigating the media mix is one of the most compelling. And I think you have to use sort of this blend of both traditional marketing, the things that we all did decades ago, sort of with this sort of nuance of social, really great content creation, understanding really the insights and how you apply them to the message that you send to the individuals that you care for or communicate with. So it truly is sort of a unique blend of things that I think make the experience meaningful for the consumer.
So if we talk about some of these non-traditional methodology, are there any ones that work particularly well with you? You mentioned social and content. I mean, what's content mean in the context of marketing a hospital or a medical service?
I made a bold statement when I came to Sutter Health. I said, if we serve 3.5 million people today out of the 12.5 million people in our service area, we want to embrace what I'm describing as the digital experience and create personalized one-to-one relationships for those 3+ million people we serve. And many people I spoke to sat up straighter and came to attention because they realized that that was quite unique. It's not the shotgun approach. It really helps bring a more customizable message to the consumer. So we've invested in digital marketing talent and platforms, and in really close partnership with patient experience folks in my organization and our executive leadership team, as well as the operators, those that run the actual hospital's facilities. The team has sort of laid the foundation for a new experience and quality-focused approach to marketing for business growth. We say in medicine, we use this phrase quite often, precision medicine, getting sort of pinpoint accuracy. Well, I'm now saying precision marketing. And I think with the advent of digital, we have that opportunity. We can do this in a really meaningful way that hasn't been done before. Content, as you mentioned, is actually a great example. There are so many companies out there trying to sell marketers prepackaged content. Consumers are super savvy and smart. They don't want that inauthentic voice when being marketed to. What really matters most is folks who come across as being sincere and, as I said, authentic. And we have amazing stories that we can tell. And our 10,000 plus doctors are the source of so much of that great information. So it's using their voice to help advise the people we serve and provide contextually relevant news and information for those people.
One of the things that when you and I talked before that really struck me as interesting is the notion of bringing a brand management approach to your field. And we talked about, it's not about marketing the hospital, but it's about marketing an orthopedist experience or a baby delivering experience. And so talk a little bit about, that must have been a little bit of a challenge to get there, and also how that helped you sort of get where you were looking to go.
You know, I have a traditional marketing background. I grew up in Procter & Gamble and the Dial Corporation, and recognized the importance of really thoughtful planning. And the world that I'm in today, there are many analogies to the CPG world. So one of the first things I did was find a great brand leader. I hired a guy named Mac Tillman, who was the head of brand marketing at Big Heart Pet Brands, had no healthcare experience, but understood how to really build contextually relevant stories for real products. So he and I then built a brand team. So we look at our products very much like the CPG world does. My products are just lines of service like cardiology, oncology, women's health, neuroscience, primary care, pediatrics. So what Mac and I do, for example, is really build strong partnerships with clinicians who lead those lines of service. And it's sort of a two-in-a-box mentality, if you think about it. I've got great clinical insight with sort of a business-minded brand manager who can articulate what really makes those lines of service come to life and what differentiates us. Because part of the sea of sameness problem is you end up doing what I describe as least common denominator marketing, and there's nothing more bland than that. So how do we really stand out? Well, that can be done again through this digital sphere that we're employing, I think, with great energy and hopefully great success.
So I think that's a perfect place to take a quick break. And when we come back, we can sort of dive into what some of the results of this brand approach and how perhaps other, you know, brands that haven't thought about a house of, you know, I mean, you're sort of a branded house with, you know, lots of brands, but we'll talk all about that when we get back.
Renegade Thinkers Unite is brought to you by Social Media Explorer, the website that explores the world of social media from the inside out. Great advice from today's leading social media columnists and experts at socialmediaexplorer.com. That's socialmediaexplorer.com.
Okay, we're back. And we were talking, first of all, I'm talking with Ari Yerganian, Chief Marketing and Brand Officer at Sutter Health. And we were talking about how they took, how Ara took this sort of brand position of finding lines of business and aligning the marketer, if you will, with the product, who is the clinician, and having these folks team up. And so my first question for you is, how do you then, okay, so we have these individual products, if you will, which are products slash services, how do we make sure that you can have some kind of synergy between them, you know, right? Because you could spend all your energy marketing orthopedists, and you could do it in a way that's very different than, say, you market babies. But you managed to find a way to pull it all together. So talk about that, because that's tough.
Yes. So I think the underpinning of all this is this great brand launch that we just embarked upon late last month, and bringing, as we describe, personality to the person is most important in setting that foundation. We are a well-known brand that's not known well. Our roots, as I said earlier, go back over 150 years. People rely on Sutter Health and the communities they live for outstanding care, compassionate care, for that great experience that they're expecting every day. However, people really couldn't articulate in a way that I describe through familiarity what we do that really makes us stand out. So the first 6 months of this brand relaunch, from my perspective, is really about bringing personality to the brand, bringing personality to the organization. And it starts from the inside out, Drew. We have 53,000 employees, 10,000 physicians, and 5,000 volunteers. And we need to be singing from the same song sheet. And we need to be emboldened to think as a singular kind of organization about what really makes us different. So what we are embracing as an organization is this concept of being a pioneer among pioneers. And it goes nicely back into sort of this history of Sutter. But I look at not competitors in a traditional sense. Our fellow pioneers are organizations like Revolution Foods or Pixar or Apple or Tesla, companies that are innovating every day, coming up with new ideas and thinking differently. So we're proudly delivering the next generation of inventors. We're caring for those who will one day care for the world. The pioneers of tomorrow may well be in our care today. You know, those sorts of bold statements help really galvanize the organization in a way that they hadn't imagined, and this sort of central sense of pride, prideful connection to the brand. So now fast forward over the next post 6 months, so 6 months to a year from now, the expectation is, let us now dive in by line of service and create that connection, always linking back to two central concepts. We are pioneers caring for those within the Northern California region, but we're providing more than just physical access, which is what most healthcare companies need to do. That's a given. Being able to provide care when people want it, where they want it. We go one step further, and this is where now, in every one of our discussions by line of service, we can demonstrate how we're unique and different. This is the intellectual clarity and emotional connection that we provide every day because of this unique way in which we operate as an organization. It's part of our ethos, and I think that's what makes Sutter special.
Well, there's so many different things that you mentioned there that I could break down and make relevant to broad group of audience. But one of the things I couldn't help but notice, and I've seen other brands do this, it's not easy, but you really done it, is, and it's very difficult to talk about heritage without making yourself seem old and stodgy. And what I think is so interesting about this campaign is that you're taking pioneer and linking it to modern day pioneers. So yes, you don't have this as the last thing I want is the doctor, the dentist, right, who attached, the string to the donkey in the gold, right, rush to get my tooth out. All right. So that's one thing. You've made your heritage sort of relevant and new by linking it it to other other brands outside the category, which is, I think, is interesting. Also, it gives you some language in a way to talk about any of the categories. Cause right, you're essentially stating we're state of the art. We're as yes. good as you get. We're pushing the boundaries, and we're going to do that whether we do it in obstetrician or pediatrics or orthopedics. And so that's real but it's, it must have created, suddenly a renewed sense of pride among your employees. How'd you get that message out to them?
Yeah, well, it's an ongoing process. It's very exciting. And it's interesting because when I have now a billboard or a bus shelter that has, a little ankle bracelet around an infant's ankle, and you see its cute little toes, and that little ankle bracelet says, "Future creator of the thing that changes everything," it makes you stop and pay attention, and it realizes, I think, it helps you realize the potential that every human being within our care has. Or if you see on the wrist a bracelet on a newborn baby that says, "We'll one day write the code that rewrites the code," it makes you again think about the potential, the human potential that each and every one of us has. So a lot of what we're doing inside the organization today is focused on using, I think, as you said, state-of-the-art marketing tools. Tools like social listening tools are getting better every day. They help us better understand what delights people and exposes what may frustrate them about healthcare, what their pain points are. So when I think about activating the team that I described, these many tens of thousands of individuals, enabling them to share stories about the people they work with. It's very important to highlight that it's not about themselves. We're a very humble organization. As part of our DNA, we sort of shy away from the spotlight, but I think we want to share stories about our coworkers that are truly extraordinary. So we're enabling them to do so by using their handheld device and, you know, become news reporters, so to speak. The insights that we're now getting through social listening, whether we're listening to our own staff or the people in the community we serve, are extraordinarily valuable for both marketers and organizations because it pinpoints where we should be investing resources so we can make healthcare better. So, lots of things to come. There are many tools out there, but the infrastructure investment is incredibly worthwhile, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an expensive investment. It just has to be purposeful and useful so that it enables you to do the things you need to do to engage your audience.
You talk about employee advocacy. Are you using a tool like a dynamic signal, a third-party resource to help you sort of aggregate that content, make it easy for the folks to share, or are you just sort of, is it more manual at this point?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are using Dynamic Signal.
Okay.
They are the firm that we employed to help us with this endeavor, and it's really an extraordinary move for a company in our space. I don't think there's another healthcare company out there doing this today.
That's interesting. Yeah, no, we've used it for at Renegade, and several of our clients use it as well. It's the VoiceStorm product. It's terrific, and it'll be interesting. I want to talk to you about it in 6 months because there's lots of things. It starts out really well. You just have to keep the momentum going. So
that's right.
There's maybe one last question here. This was a journey for you. I mean, it's been 16, 17 months since you started.
Yeah, what 18 months yesterday.
18 months, but who's counting? What was the toughest lesson you've learned when it come to sort of essentially rebranding and recasting the organization and solving this issue, which you said, well, we're a well-known brand, but that's not well-known. What's the biggest lesson you've learned?
Thankfully, I think I've learned this well before I got to Sutter so that I could exercise a little bit of discretion. It's very important for all marketers to listen to their gut. I think the reason we're in marketing, and if we're successful, it's because we have this sort of sixth sense. So don't let others convince you to wade back into the sea of sameness. There are so many unique possibilities out there. I think Steve Jobs, in his book, said that consumers don't always know what the possibilities are. And it's really up to you to sort of set that vision and help set the pace and tone so they understand what possible, what could be possible. I'm always cognizant of the fact that there are forces trying to lead you back to within the lines. You know, you should sort of play outside the boundaries if you really want to make a headway.
It's great. And I'm going to attempt to sort of summarize this from my framework for the listeners and then come back to you in a quick second. So I hear any number of things that almost any marketer really needs to be thinking about is, first of all, you know, when you think about your brand and your place, make sure you're thinking about it in the broader context of brands, not just your category. Look for inspiration outside of your category. Focus on making sure that you're differentiating your brand within your category, but why not differentiate on a broad level? Most brands, when they're new to marketing, think about differentiation in terms of rational benefits. What Ara mentioned over and over again is the importance of the emotional relationship, the emotional connection. Ultimately, that came out in the execution because it used babies and talked about the future and who doesn't love babies. We didn't spend much time on media mix because these days it is a combination of traditional social and content. What I was really interested in, we didn't have time to get into, is this sort of this differentiation and personalization and how. But what was important there when we talk about personalization is he also personalized the products aligned with that way to allow for it. So what happened in this conversation is that he revealed that it wasn't simply about a marketing message. The product had to align and in fact evolve by meeting with these physicians and talking about what made them special. In some ways, you were also shaping the experience that you could then market. And that is really a very inspired approach that a lot of new marketers can't take, to know. You also understood what your problem was pretty well. You knew that you were well known, but you needed to add some, if you will, meat on the bones. They knew the name, but it didn't mean a lot. So how do you do that? Well, you can draw on your heritage a little bit, but you can't rely on that. So you got to have a forward-looking promise, if you will, and a big promise at that. And I love the fact that you were talking about, you know, the future creator of the big thing. That's such an inspired message and one that I suspect people will want to engage with. And then not to be forgotten in all of this is the importance of getting employees on board with a rebranding, getting them excited about the rebranding. You know you're in a good place when they do, because then you can implement a program like Dynamic Signals, VoiceStorm, and do the employee advocacy. And lastly, and I don't want to overlook this, was the power of social listening as with multiple benefits. One, you can get feedback on what you're saying. You can get ideas for how to improve what you're saying, but also ideas to how to improve your business. So I tell you, Ara, I think this has been a fantastic session. I'm so grateful that we were able to overcome our technical challenges, and I really appreciate you being on Renegade Thinkers Unite.
My pleasure, Drew. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
This has been Renegade Thinkers Unite, but it doesn't end there. Just go to renegadethinkersunite.com for more and subscribe to the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode. We'll talk with you next time on Renegade Thinkers Unite.